In this episode, you'll learn that listening to your gut feelings is the most important factor when thinking about if it's time to quit your full-time job and go all in on your side hustle. Welcome to Her Balanced Hustle, a show helping ambitious female entrepreneurs build the systems needed to scale their business past six figures while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. These conversations will unveil topics you may have struggled with, like best hiring practices, action items you need to take to elevate your business to the next level, how to handle your business finances, but most of all, creating a business that doesn't sacrifice your life. I'm your host, Kiri. Join me each week to learn how to scale your own business. In this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about the signs that show when you're ready to quit your job and go all in on your business, whether that's a freelance business, product-based business, whatever it is. If you're working two jobs at the same time, sometimes it can be really tricky to make that decision that it's time to jump in. So we're going to talk about this a little bit because my last episode that I had with Amy, we talked a lot about that moment when you feel like you should quit your job, but you're just not quite sure how or when to do that. Now, for Amy, she was very, I don't want to say lucky or fortunate because that's not the case, but she said, you know, it was actually a blessing in disguise. She ended up getting laid off, but she had been working on her freelance business for a while before getting laid off. Now, she mentioned actually off air, this was not in the interview, that whenever her friend was asking, you know, how's your job going? She would say, it's fine. And she said her friend knew for weeks that things were not fine or that she had lost her passion, she had lost her joy, because it's fine is not really something you want to be saying for a job that you're at 8 hours a day or more, right? Think about if you said that about your marriage or your relationship. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's really not inspiring, is it? So that's one thing to think about. You want to think about what's your joy and your passion. Could your joy and passion or light in you be found in another job? So if you switch jobs, if you're feeling like this and you switch jobs, could you find that in another job? I will say for me, I would job hop a little bit and always think that the next job would be better, right? I will get more money. I will have a higher, what's the right word? Higher job position, higher title, and it's going to get better from here on out. And yet I found after a few months, it was turning into the same old, same old, same old. And when I started my freelance business, and this is something Amy touches upon, when you're motivated to do something, you're going to find the time to do it and it lights you up. So when I started my virtual assistant freelance business, I first started as like, oh, let's just see what happens. This is something I can do on the side and just build a little bit, get some extra money. And then slowly it became an obsession and it started lighting me up. And then every time I went to work, I resented going to work and it would turn into worse than it's fine. It turned into, oh man, I'm going to work. I can't wait till I don't have to do this anymore. When you start thinking like that, I can't wait until I don't have to do this anymore, you're on the path to possibly quitting your full-time job. You are going all in on your business. So you don't like that, all those feelings of it's fine and the resentment, those are signs that you're not cut out maybe for this job for much longer. And you need to figure out how to go all in on your business. Now, one of the best ways to do this is to not be shy. Okay. Don't be shy that you have a business or not tell people or keep it on the hush hush as much as possible, because then you're hindering yourself and you're holding yourself back from reaching your dreams. So when you start out, and I didn't do this, I wish I had, tell anyone and everyone, write them an email if you have to, send them messages on Instagram, put an Instagram post out if you're not afraid you're employer is going to see it and say, I have started this freelance business or I have started this business. If you want these products, please come to me. If you know of anyone who could benefit from these services, please let them know about me. And you never know who's going to know, because I feel like so many people that I talk to and I coach, they say, well, you know, my friend can't support my business. Like she can't afford my services, or she might not need a copywriter. She might not need a tech support person. She might not, but she might know someone who does. And Amy talked about this, like her best friend happened to go to dinner when she was laid off with someone high up in the company who was looking for a consultant. That was just what Amy needed. She's still working with that consultant for today. So even if your your best friend can't use your services, she or he might know someone that can. And that is so important. I think some other signs that you need to think about, obviously, financially, is how much money are you making in your side business? Is it enough to keep you going even for a little bit? Have you built a little bit of a nest egg and savings? Because one of the things to think about, obviously, is when you quit your job, you have all this time back in your day that you didn't have before. And I know for me, I was taking on these lower level clients often when I was working my full-time job because I couldn't commit that kind of intensity and that level of support that they needed because I didn't have that time. I had 8 hours a day that was devoted to my actual full-time job. But once I quit, so I tell this story often, when I quit, I was actually making $20,000 a year less, right, in my freelance business than I was in my corporate job. And it was a tough change. And my husband and I looked at the finances and we said, we can make this work for a little bit, but you're going to have to grow your business. And that made me nervous because all of a sudden it was pressure. Like, I have to grow this. I have to do this, but I love this and I'm going to do it. And then things just started to open up because I had that time. I had these low-level clients, but I was able to market myself more. I was able to get out there in the world more. And all of a sudden people were signing up and I could take on their projects. I could take on their business because I had more time. So that's something you need to think about. Like, I think people think, oh no, if I quit my job and I'm making all this less money, what happens if I can't grow it? But in a sense, like, the universe is looking out for you here and it knows. And there's just something that I have an acupuncturist that I went to for a long time. And she always said, it's really weird the way things, if you just trust, your business is going to work out. If you put in all that, if you've been putting in all that effort, if you've been putting in the marketing and people have been coming to you and there are referrals, if you just trust, it's going to work out. And sure enough, when I quit my full-time job, I signed up 2 clients within about a month and a half after quitting my full-time job. And my business skyrocketed to making $30,000 more than I was when I was working in a full-time job. $30,000 more than my yearly salary, I guess, is what I want to say. So it's amazing if you can just trust that. But I'm not saying be silly, right, about your finances and not think about it, but do sit down and look at it and say, do I have enough to go on that even if it's tight, I have all that time to make some better decisions. Don't ignore the signs out there, right? Like, so if your job is going through layoffs and that terrifies you, or you're worried that you might get fired or anything like that, don't ignore those signs. Don't put blinders on, right? Because that could be a sign. It's also time for you to jump full-time into your business and give as much as possible in there. So build your side hustle on the side. But if it really starts to light you up, build it like it's going to be your full-time income. Make sure everything is properly put in place for you as much as possible. One of the things that Amy suggested is she actually had a password protected website, which I thought was really interesting. So she had this password protected website so that people in her office, if they found her, they couldn't actually see the site without a password, which is something you can also think about if you're worried about other people, you know, seeing your business on the side. I think if you are looking to quit, make sure that your time management skills are really, really good, because as your business grows and your side hustle grows and it's starting to become more and more of your energy, you need to make sure you're meeting all your deliverables. And so your time management has to be on point. Basically, I think what I'm trying to say in this episode is, how do you know when it's time to quit your full-time role? It really comes down to the feelings. If you don't have something obvious, like a layoff or getting fired, it comes down to your feelings. And is it starting to feel like you're trapped? Is it starting to feel like you have resentment towards your job? Is it starting to feel like even if you job hopped and you found a better role somewhere else, it wouldn't really be good enough for you? Because those are the internal feelings you need to think about. And from there, you can go into the more tactical part of it, which is, how much money am I making right now from my business? How much money do I have saved up? How much money do I need to make to cover all the expenses? If you haven't, you should go to buy my money mapper on corporate2contract.com, and that will help you map out your financial future as a solopreneur and help you realize how much money you do need to make in order to get what you're looking for in your financial freedom. But really, it comes down to your feelings, right? What are your feelings and what are they telling you right now, because those are the big signs that it's time to quit. And there could be so many more stories I hope to share along the way. And I think for most people, the biggest regret is that they didn't start earlier. They didn't start earlier. They kept saying, I like that having that money though for my corporate job. I like having the health insurance. And then when they finally go all in their business, they say, what was I so afraid of? Why didn't I start earlier? I totally regret not starting earlier. So I hope that if you are having questions on this and you are looking for support and not knowing if you're ready to quit your corporate job, how to price yourself, how to strategically put yourself out there so you're making the most money from clients, please contact me, corporatetocontract.com. You can submit an inquiry on the webpage and I will get back to you, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Kiri Mohan, and I'm always responding to messages there. Again, you can also take my course, use the code podcast, and you'll get $100 off. You can find that at corporatetocontract.com/course. Until next time, I hope that as many of you as possible ditch corporate and go freelance.